It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to David his father, at the place David had appointed on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. You know, the temple played a significant part in the life of Christ. It was located, of course, in Jerusalem. It was here and here only that sacrifices could be offered. The original temple was conceived in the mind of King David. However, it was his son Solomon who constructed the first temple. Solomon began construction of the temple in 960 B.C. The temple became the religious center for world Jews. Actually, in the Bible, not one but three temples are mentioned. Solomon's temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar II about 587 B.C. Another temple was constructed by Zerubbabel in 516 B.C. This temple was no comparison to the original structure and was frowned upon by those old enough to remember Solomon's temple. Zerubbabel's temple was destroyed and later replaced by Herod the Great's magnificent structure. Herod completed the sanctuary area of the temple in 19 B.C. after 18 months of construction. However, the buildings in the temple area took more than half a century to complete. Construction on Herod's temple was continuing during the life of Jesus. The building was completed only a short time before it was destroyed by Titus in A.D. 70. It was never to be rebuilt. Jesus visited the temple often, his visits beginning shortly after his birth and continuing until the week of his death. On one visit, when he was 12 years of age, he became separated from his parents while visiting the temple. In the temple area, he taught, and like an unpopular preacher, he minced no words in his exhortations. In this area also, he healed the blind and the lame. His popularity with the people here offended the chief priest and the scribes. Nothing remains of the temple in Jerusalem today. Only a section of the wall which surrounded the temple area still stands. Today it is known as the Wailing Wall. The Jews come here to weep over the destruction of their temple. Ancient legend says angels came and sat on this wall and wept when the temple was being destroyed. It is the most holy site in the world to the Jewish people. Prior to the destruction of the temple by Titus, Jesus had spoken of its ruin. He had stated that not a stone would be left unturned. When the temple burned, the precious metal melted and ran between the cracks of the structure. Later, scavengers searching for that precious metal turned over every stone. The words Jesus spoke were true. Jesus knew the value of the temple. He knew the value of people coming together to worship. There's always the need of people to come together and share in worship. No man, as John Donne said, is an island. And while we don't have a temple, we do have a church. If Jesus felt the need to attend the temple services, surely we need to attend the services of our church.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.